Yeah, for folks that have not been in the loop, so to speak, today, Watertown Fire Rescue has been on the scene since early this morning, around 5:30 this morning, fighting a fire at 16 North Broadway, the former Harbor Bar building. It's been a handful, and it's been a fire that has been fought in brutal weather conditions. Watertown Fire Rescue Assistant Fire Chief Don Rowland joins us live on the phone from the scene today. Don, give us an update on where things are at.
Well, since our last updates, since the press release about 10 o'clock, the fire did break through the roof about an hour and a half ago. Most of the citizens that were uptown probably noticed the thick black jet smoke that was coming out. And unfortunately, with the weather conditions, it's kind of pushed the smoke down lower, and the winds kind of filtrated it through the uptown businesses here. And I think a lot of businesses have closed due to the, obviously, weather conditions plus the smoke conditions that are probably impacting your buildings a little bit. But where we're at right now from a containment standpoint, the battalion chief, who's my incident commander, Tyler McElhaney, I think we feel we're about 75-80% contained. Downside is, now that it's broke through, we have a lot of fuel load that's probably dropped down on each floor, and it's sitting there smoldering and a little bit on fire. And that's what you're seeing. You're going to smell that smoke throughout the city, uptown area here for quite some time. And downside, we're probably going to still be here afternoon, evening, and throughout the evening yet as far as watching this thing until we get it completely taken care of.
So where do you go from here? Just kind of a monitor the situation, keep pouring water on it, and probably be there for a while yet?
Yeah, unfortunately, the amount of water we're putting on it, you know, we were just doing some calculations. We're probably in that 1,000 gallons a minute of water that's been poured on this thing for the last 5 hours. So you can tell how much water we've put on this building. And at some point, we're going to be drowning it to the point where it's going to put the fire and snuff it out completely. But unfortunately, the amount of heat that was in that building was tremendous, and the fuel load is pretty significant as well. So the building that's adjacent to it, to the south, the Burritos on Broadway building, we did make entry into that about a half hour ago. It did not get into that building. We were able to stop it from going that direction. There was a two-hour rated wall that chipped. The fire marshal talked about earlier this morning, but it's significant smoke damage in that structure. So I wouldn't say that that's not a total loss either. So in the buildings to the south, those apartment buildings, there's probably 14, 15 people that have been evacuated. And unfortunately, we're not allowing those people back to the apartment buildings for probably 4 or 5 o'clock at this point in time. So,
Don, I know there are going to be a lot of curiosity seekers who are probably going to want to drive by and get a look at what's left of the fire scene at some point here over the next day or so. I would guess with all of the water that you've poured on that fire and it refreezing, that is, from a traffic standpoint, is probably not a great place to be traveling.
Well, especially downtown on Kemp and Maple, the First Avenue area has been kind of like an interstate of cars out here, so I understand most people want to come and look and kind of take a see, but, you know, it'd be better if they just stay back. And the weather alone is brutal for our firefighters and those that are out anyways. It's probably not a great day to be out. And I think that schools are out. They're all canceled. Businesses are canceled because of the weather. Just stay away. Come back tomorrow, maybe, or next day and take a look at it if they'd like. But we're going to be on scene with these streets blocked anyway, so there isn't much to see other than the building that's getting water poured on it.
Sure. And just recapping here for folks who are just tuning in, the fire, 16 North Broadway, the former Harbor Bar building, the level of containment that you're at, Don, and where you go from here the rest of the day.
Like I said, I think we're about 75-80% there. But this 20%, 25% could take a long time yet as far as getting it totally out. And I wouldn't be out of the question that potentially they're that could rekindle, even if we did leave, you know, into the evening hours where it might have some embers starting back up and it's smoking again. I would venture to think that this is going to smoke probably into the tomorrow yet as well. So we will be around it. We will do a fire watch, and we'll make darn sure that nothing happens to the rest of these buildings. So the people are safe. The buildings are safe. Obviously, like I told you this morning, our job is life safety, property preservation, and incident stabilization, and that's the case that we went through today. So that's probably where we're at right now, Mike.
Okay, sounds good, Don. And I know the firefighters have been out there in just brutally cold weather conditions. It's slippery. It's icy. Have you gotten through unscathed without any injuries to speak of?
You know, we've had a couple of firefighters fall down on the ice. You know, they're professionals. They're tough people. You know, and trying to get some of them, we're still in the process of moving some of them back to the station. They've been out here for 8 hours plus, and these guys are pretty tough. They want to stay until it's done, and you just can't do that from a safety standpoint. We've got to rotate these people out. And I will give a special thanks to Watertown Ford and Dagwoods, some folks at McDonald's that brought us food and coffee. The Gathers brought coffee as well. So I just want to thank those folks that have been able to help us with that kind of stuff and help our staff. And
you bet.
Chesky's been a wonderful asset and team for us too. So.
Don, thanks for all your work, the work of your colleagues out there fighting this fire in really tough weather conditions. Thank you for the update. We're glad to hear no one was injured and that progress is being made down there.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You bet. Thank you, Don. Don Roland, Assistant Fire Chief, Watertown Fire Rescue.